Packers running back Josh Jacobs facing domestic violence charges. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Hobart Lawrence Police Department says officers responded to a disturbance complaint around 8:30 Saturday morning. Jacobs booked into the Brown County Jail on several charges, including strangulation and suffocation and battery. Packers hold their second OTA workout of the week today. To baseball, the Brewers blanked the Cardinals 6-0 last night as lefty Kyle Harrison earned his sixth win of the season. He allowed just four hits in six innings.
Defense did some hell of plays behind me. I'm Hammy, Bryce. I mean, geez, what a day for those guys. So, definitely didn't have the swing and miss stuff per se, but just glad I battled out there.
Jake Bowers and Garrett Mitchell both homered in the win as the Brewers moved 3.5 in front of the Cardinals for the top spot in the Central. Brewers manager Pat Murphy said antics on the mound by Brewers reliever Abner Uribe after an inning-ending strikeout were unacceptable. Uribe got Alec Burleson on a called third strike with two outs and runners on first and second in the eighth. Uribe then made three WWE-style crotch chops while facing the Cardinals' dugout.
I don't know what got over him. I mean, he's been an emotional guy, but that kind of thing, that's just not how we do things, and I was embarrassed by it. And, you know, why are we doing it? It's a 6-0 game. What are we doing there? And there must be something deeper that I don't know about. I love the kid. Believe me, I love the kid. There's so much good in this kid. He's been so great for us in so many ways, but that's unacceptable. So whatever's going on, you can't tolerate that.
Manager Pat Murphy, Brewers placing pitcher Logan Henderson on the 15-day injured list with lower back tightness. He was previously supposed to start today's series finale against the Cardinals. Cubs, meanwhile, lost their 10th straight, 12-1 to the Pirates. Reds beat the Mets 7-2, and Vegas punched its ticket to the Stanley Cup Final, knocking off Colorado 2-1, sweeping the Avalanche in four games in that series. Bill Scott, Wisconsin, Radio Network.